And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, the passage of presence and prevailing. Presence and prevailing. Plus, are we living for money, for men, or for the Messiah? Here's one that I don't want to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. The hardest DDD words fail me. And today's Facebook post, it's your fault.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. I do want to let you know that every time Cameron does my introduction, he thinks that I'm going to let him off the money that he owes me, but he's wrong. Anyway, let's go for lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. I got to tell you what happened before we even go anywhere. I'm writing up this report really fast. I had to do this thing for school. I wrote this really flawless, fantastic paper. I was so proud of myself. I submitted it. Guess what? The second word I wrote was wrong. I misspelled Christian. That's pretty good for a master's degree paper. Anyway, folks, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call. What? You can't be afraid of the phone. It's not going to bite you. 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Lately, I'm not even sure if it's radio. I'm not sure what it is. Well, here it is. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Miss Foster, you must alert the authorities immediately.
Why is that, sir?
All these new people we hired have been replaced by alien life forms.
And what makes you say that?
They're all here on time.
That's because they're from helpwantedsandiego.com.
That's their home planet?
No, it's the job site. So easy to apply that the number of applies per posting are now up over 57%.
Why are they all smiling so much?
Because they're happy.
Because they're not human.
Could be because they don't have to drive ridiculously long distances.
In their little spaceships.
In their cars.
The pod people do seem to be good at what they do.
Well, we get some of our best hirees through helpwantedsandiego.com.
Do we?
The site is super mobile friendly and the apply process is so easy. The applies are up over 57%, so they have more qualified local employees than ever.
So what is that strange sound I hear? Surely some intergalactic language.
I believe it's called laughter.
Well, at least they've come in peace. But whatever do we feed them?
I'm going to go with lunch. Lower prices to post jobs, mobile friendly, and so easy to apply to great local jobs. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
NLS Bard gives patrons the freedom to read their way. Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
For more information, call 1-888-NLS-READ.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. When you lay down your own life for me, your
love, it's a love that lives inside of me. It's a welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do you want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is an excellent way to go about that process. Couple things I want to bring to your attention, if you don't mind. Number one, well, it doesn't matter. I got to bring them to your attention anyway. If you will, be aware, A, Pathways to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m., right here on KPRZ, K-Praise. Great, great, great guy. Right, I happen to enjoy a good friendship with him. I think his teachings are really relevant. He does some great political material because he's, like, into that, which I give him props for because I can't do it. And but he also does some fantastic exegetical and expository teaching. Fantastic stuff. So we encourage you to listen to that. Don't forget about the school tuitions. Now, we had somebody contact me today. Now, I'm going to give you a little hint of Rooney. We had somebody contact me today, and they are looking to get into a school that's not on our list. I've mentioned this to you guys before. And the individual made contact, left me a message. I was able to get back to him, talked about the school. And I was able to touch base with the school already, and we're setting up a meeting to get together so we can kind of review the program and how it might work and what the advantage might be and how it could be beneficial for the school and for the student. And I think what's fantastic is you just don't know if that's going to happen. It doesn't happen every time. It happens sometimes. But I think it's a great blessing. So if you've looked at the schools and you know you want to do half-price tuitions and the school is on there, do it before they're gone. Okay, that's it. And if the school you want's not on there, and you've not done Christian schooling before, like this parent had not had their child in there, they just feel they want to gear that up for the upcoming year, then get in touch with me. Either call me. Your best way is davidspoon@kprz.com. You can always call the station, and they always put the people that call me, they put them to the voicemail, you know, and you're welcome to do that. We'll do our best to help you coordinate that. In the meantime, if you're looking for a school and you're not sure if there's a school around you, go to kprz.com, click on the half-price tuition tab, and just see if there's a school in that area. And again, if it's like, nope, that's not the one I want. Okay, well, then get in touch with me. Let's see what we can do. I just think that's cool. And the school, by the way, it's not that they said they were going to do it, but they're willing to listen. And that's all we're asking. And so if I can make the call and we can make the offer and we can create something and get a few more kids into private Christian education for parents that want that, well, by golly, let's do that. I mean, that's cool, right? All right. That's the school tuitions. That's Robert Jeffress. I don't want you to forget about that. The experience is really just heard about from Genesis Tours. Reuven has got to be on in June, so we're going to have him come on once or twice in June, just to let you know, Tugboat Todd, in case I forget, because I'm getting older. I noticed the other day I got up and I was older than the day before. I don't know how that happens. You wake up, I'm up, and I'm older than I was the day before. Somebody ought to explain that to me. Anyhow, because of that, just remind me because, you know, I need that help. Don't forget, if you want that opportunity, Pastor Sean Thornton is going to be the pastor who's going to be directing the teaching on this tour. And this is a guy that knows his stuff. And I don't tell you that if they don't know their stuff and you know it. This is a guy like got it going on. And I think that this particular trip is going to be a little more, less academic, more experiential. That's a nice way to put it. I think you know exactly what I mean. You're not just going to take French class. No, taking French class, not bad. But you may learn a little thing, you know, more about the history and the personalizations. And that I think would be lots of fun. So there we have that. We have that. We have that. Don't forget about the comedy gathering. What is that? Friday night? It's Friday night, right? At Meridian Baptist?
Yes, Friday okay. night.
Friday night, Meridian Baptist. Do not forget about that. Thank you. Let us go into our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, the title, The Passage of Presence and Prevailing. What do we have?
If I could save time in a bottle.
That's not the right one, is it? Tugboat Todd. Nope, Just, I slipped you a Mickey. Just kidding. Do you have the other one?
Do you want to try that? Just keep swimming me, swimming me, swimming.
You're doing an excellent job. You want to do the backup for you? Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Okay, there we go. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. You see how we deal with live radio here? Just as authentically as you can. Did that? She just turned, walked right by me and showed me her hat. All right, here we go. Deuteronomy 31, 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. In this continued disintegrating society, Christians are being asked more and more to be quiet and disappear. You do not have that option. When your parents told you the two things not to talk about were religion and politics, there is only one reason they would tell you that, and that's because they don't know enough about either. And I'm a parent and a grandparent, so I can say it all I want. Here's the bottom line. Scripture teaches us that there's a boldness. Now, that's not an annoyance-ness. That's not a jerkiness. There's a boldness. When you're a believer, you have that position. We talked about authority yesterday. You are entitled to be bold and full of courage. Again, that's not licensed to be obnoxious. But it is a license for you to understand that when the world says quiet, you say no. See, this is the big thing. Just because the world tells you to do it doesn't mean you got to do it. Remember the blind guy as they were walking by and he was blind and he was calling out to Jesus? And the crowd was like, shut up, be quiet, don't talk. Shh. We got the WW shh going on there. And the guy, you know what he did? He cried out more. And by crying out more, he got the attention of Jesus. And Jesus healed him. The point is that you are not required to be a church mouse. You have that entitlement to be bold. And if people don't like it, too bad. I mean, it's not, if you think that Christianity is about you portraying yourself like a quiet puppet and that that's going to convey the truth of the gospel, you've lost your mind or you've been brainwashed. You are required by God to be courageous and strong. You are required by God to not walk in fear because God is with you. And no, the media will, I don't think they will ever get it. You know, you got these different news outlets, and if you haven't noticed, maybe you have noticed, but it does seem to some people like Fox News is moving a little bit left in some of their coverage. Some people think that MSNBC went so far off the charts, they're gone. And if you watch them or CNN, you can't be listening to this show other than to try and catch us in something, which go ahead, because we're still going to tell you it's turn or burn, Jesus or not. It's, you know, it's heaven or hell. Make a choice. So the bottom line there is to understand that you are not required to zip it when it comes to your faith or the truth. Now, there are obnoxious people on all sides that overdo it. And if you can ever engage in a conversation, do so. Even if it's with somebody you disagree with, if you can agree to have the discussion, by all means. Because the truth that you hold is much more powerful than the lie that they embrace. And you don't have to say the truth well. The argument does not go to the best arguer. One of the problems that we have in our own politics, it's whoever does better on the debate, not making better points, but looks better, sounds better, doesn't let little spit come out of their mouth. That's the person that gets elected. Doesn't sweat like a little, you know, like you were in a sauna. That's the person. That's terrible on our part. There's no substance there. My point is you hold the truth. You are a person who's an ambassador of the kingdom of God. The truth, eternal truths, abide in you, and you embrace them. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be trembling. You can walk in boldness and in full courage because God is with you. And he won't fail you. Even if you share with somebody and they don't change, that doesn't mean you failed. You have to get that weirdness out. We got to get rid of some of that theological rubbish. You share with somebody, they don't get saved. You go around going, well, maybe I could have said this, or maybe I could have said this. Maybe it's just great that you said something. And if God wanted to take something from what you said and made it something into that person's life, he would have. He could have. If he decided not to, well, he's in charge. Your job is to make yourself available and to be full of courage, recognizing he's with you. Try that. That's so much more fun than walking with your hand over your face like everything you say or do is going to offend somebody that should have no power in your life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Then we're going to talk about money, men, and the Messiah.
Every time. Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
An off-site Bible class for elementary age children has been canceled in Michigan after a parent of one student complained. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Fox News reports that about 100 of the 400 children at Daisy Brook Elementary School in Fremont, Michigan, attended the optional Bible classes. They required parental approval and were held during the lunch hour. The Michigan Association of Civil Rights Activists took up the fight against the Bible classes, alleging that the class, quote, is clearly designed to promote and support one particular religion, pastor, and church, and is thus an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. Such programs are discriminatory and violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Many parents disagree. Brittany Trevier said, I don't agree with it because I don't believe it is a violation of the First Amendment. It's not on school property. Parents have to sign their kids in. It's completely optional. She added, just because other religions don't offer this kind of thing at school, it is unfair to take it away from the Christian religion. I brought my kids up in a Christian family my whole life, and I'd like to continue that. A flyer advertising the class described it this way. Bible release time is a program permitted by Michigan law. School officials were in support of the class, but decided to cancel it at least for the remainder of the school year until they can better assess their legal situation. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Steve Wheeler and Whitefields Ministries. And you might be wondering, why do you always say Steve's name? I mean, isn't it really Whitefields Ministries? And when he's done, that'll be it? Yeah, you're right. But he's so closely associated with what Whitefields has done. You know, it's kind of like, in a sense, you might say it's like Billy Graham associated with the Billy Graham Evangelistical Association. It's like, yeah, he's not running that anymore, but he is still, you know, a big part of that. The idea is to understand that what Steve does and what Coral does is they take the gospel to the four corners of the earth because they are committed and they believe that the gospel needs to keep going and going and going until we're done, until we've reached everybody. You'll know when that happens. Until that happens, until you hear the trumpets blow, until you hear the alarm clock go off, until you see the sky split wide open, you just keep preaching and sharing and preaching and sharing. And that's what they do. And I love that they have this commitment for rural pastors who are out there financially supporting them, educationally supporting them, spiritually and emotionally supporting them, because these are people who are really in far out unassociated or uncivilized in some cases, actually really uncivilized places. And they go out there and they support them and they love on them. And you guys have done a great job as an audience. Do we do the give things when they come up, when they're important? Right now, I'm not asking that. Just keep these guys in prayer. It's a tough ministry to spend your lives. Now, they have grandbabies. And just think about this. So they have grandkids, and yet they go to Uganda and to some of these different places, these red zones, actually, that are not safe. And they put their lives at risk to advance the gospel. And I just think that courage and that spirit's fantastic. That's what I think. And I think for out of anything else, whether you go to their website at whitefields.org or not, just praying for people like that is cool. I think it's a great thing. Anybody that devotes themselves to ministry at that level and in that way is worth our time to mention before the Lord in prayer. And if you're thinking, well, what about all the other ones? I try to do that too. I can't remember every single ministry, but I actually do that blanket mention. If you're ever wondering how to do this in your devotions where you don't get bogged down, I do that. I say all the ministries that are, you know, doing work for your honor, for your glory, you know, give the people, you know, I think about what would it be like to be in that ministry? What are the things that I need? And sometimes I would need strength and encouragement and financial help and prayer coverage and just how I pray. And I think that's a good way to do it. It's honest and sincere. And we hope that you will do that for Steve and Coral and for Whitefields Ministries. Okay? All right. Ta-da! All right. Let's get into our What's Bugging Me? Oh, I missed it. Ecola! There we go. Got it done. There we are. E. coli, termite, and pest control. See, as soon as I brought in E. coli, that took care of it. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Just make it super easy for you. Here's the thing that's bugging me. Ready? I mentioned it before. I want to mention it again. I am so impatient. Are you an impatient person? Are you like me? You think if a person has patience, they should be a doctor? Are you like me who thinks, I'm writing this paper for school, which is kind of an important paper to write, and I go through everything in spell check, and I already mentioned this, but here's the thing. I'm so impatient, I feel like I'm operating in the hurry up and wait mode. You know what that is? That's when you're driving down the road, and you go extra fast just to get to a red light, just so you can wait just that much longer. Because if you'd gone slower, you might be waiting less time. We've got to pull back, myself included. I've got a lot of things going on. A lot of people have a lot of things going on. My encouragement is to be less like me and pray for me that I would have a better spirit and a better attitude of being patient and not thinking I got to get this done so fast or the universe will explode. Tough to believe, but the universe will not explode if you're 30 minutes, 30 seconds, 30 days. It's not going to explode. It's really, the universe will not come to an end. The earth will not fall out of its gravitational pull. The moon will not come running down, and your swimming pool will not overflow, and all the water will come out. Will not happen. More patience, less us. That's my call. All right, let's get into our next DDD called Living for Money, Men, or Messiah. What do we got?
The M&M's man.
All right, now I asked Tugboat Todd to do that because it says money, men, or Messiah, and I just kept thinking M-M-M-M-M. So the M&M guys, well, that wasn't hard, just how I thought about it. Here it is. You cannot serve, this is Luke 16, 13 through 15. You cannot serve God in wealth. Now, the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things, and they were scoffing at Jesus. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is detestable in the sight of God." Woo-hoo. Bet you won't hear Time Magazine quoting this passage. Just going to go out on a limb there. So Jesus is talking about money. He says we can't serve God and money, right? And the Pharisees who love money don't like that. And if you are a true capitalist, you probably don't like that. But you know what? If you're a Christian first, you understand what's going on. There's nothing wrong with certain economic systems, but no system takes the place of God, right? Right. Doesn't matter whether it's capitalism, socialism, communism, no system that man ever creates is allowed to take the place of God ever. Period. None. Because it is top center before it is left or right. And then the Pharisees, when Jesus said this, they were scoffing at Jesus. And look at what Jesus said. And this man, this is hard. This is hard stuff. He said, "You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men." And that's us justifying ourselves to other people. It's a pride and a delusion when we justify ourselves to other people, when in fact God's the one who really knows what's going on. And then Jesus drops this incredible statement. He says, "That which is highly esteemed among men is detestable in the sight of God." This is not, you know, a hyperbole. This is not symbolic. This is not imagery. This is Jesus is going, you know, what you think is valuable is worthless. And in the mind of God, what you think is important isn't that important. And what you think should have all of the honor and the glory shouldn't have all the honor and the glory. And what you consider the most important things in life, like power and money and fame, are all the very things that will separate you from God if God is not first. If you serve God and something else, you're in trouble. You can't serve more. See, in the self-justifying, oh, man, we do it all the time. Even Christians do it. "Well, I don't have to go to church. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because there's so many hypocrites." You know what our line is, right, that we use on the show? "Well, why don't you go to church anyway? What's one more? Pack it up. Go on in." It's like, come on. Or what's really going on is maybe you don't want to be accountable. Oh, well, God knows if that's really what's going on. Okay, just so you can know. What God values and what the world values, they're not the same. When the world tells you it knows what love is and it knows what's righteous and it knows what justice is, they do in a sinful context. Use God's standard. You find that in his word. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. When we come back, the hardest DDD I have ever done.
Jesus can use me, 'cause in his hands I'm changing to a servant.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Godly sorrow leads to joy.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by James Banks. Kintsugi is a centuries-old Japanese art of mending broken pottery. Gold dust mixed with rosin is used to reattach broken pieces or fill in cracks, resulting in a striking bond. Instead of trying to hide the repair, the art makes something beautiful out of brokenness. The Bible tells us that God also values our brokenness when we are genuinely sorry for a sin we've committed. After David engaged in adultery with Bathsheba and plotted the death of her husband, the prophet Nathan confronted him, and he repented. David's prayer afterwards gives us insight into what God desires when we have sinned. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. When our heart is broken over a sin, God mends it with the priceless forgiveness generously offered by our Savior at the cross. He receives us with love when we humble ourselves before Him and closeness is restored. How merciful is God! Given His desire for a humble heart and the breathtaking beauty of His kindness, may another scriptural prayer be ours today. Psalm 139, 23 and 24 say, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Today's encouragement was provided by our Daily Bread Ministries.
What is sin?
It's a weakness in human nature that causes lust and greed and hate and breaks out from time to time in violence.
Billy Graham says all of us have sin.
Whether we're black or white or Catholic or Protestant or Hindu or Muslim, we all have this constitutional weakness the Bible calls sin, and we pass it on to our children. And the Bible says all have sinned.
The Bible also says all can be forgiven through repentance and surrender to God's Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross.
And the reason He died is because God took your rebellion and your sin and mine and laid them on Him. He took the judgment and the hell I deserved.
Yes, Jesus paid the price for your sins. In return, He asks you to follow Him. Want to learn more about what that means? Go to findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is a great way to do it. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, our good friend Sam Rasul, who is doing phenomenal work with the people in our audience, and we appreciate it. We think it's cool. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. Any real estate you do through Sam, whether you buy or sell a house, he takes 25% of his gross commish, and he gives that to whatever church or ministry you want. It's pretty cool. If you have a house you're trying to sell, it needs work. And you know it needs work. You know, oh, yeah, this is bad, this is bad. Sam will forward up to $25,000 to fix that house up, put that house on the market. When it closes, he takes the money back at the close of escrow. Doesn't charge any interest, gives you that opportunity to sell it faster, especially if it needs some serious work. He will also come out and meet with you one-on-one so he can just talk to you, give you not just the comparables, not just the comps. Those are, people go, that was the most important thing. Can be a very important element. It's not the only important thing. Obviously, location, obviously, blood, sweat, and tears, obviously, the idea that you have poured yourself into it. You're not going to recoup every emotional moment you've put into your home, folks. But you might as well meet with somebody who understands that process as well as anybody else. And then the biggest thing about Sam that we haven't had a chance to talk about lately is that Sam was born a Muslim and became a Christian. He lives his faith in a very tough atmosphere within his family framework. But he is a brother in the Lord. Got a wonderful, wonderful testimony. We would encourage you, because Realtor.com, when they do a survey, do you know how much money those guys have? I mean, it's billions and billions. It's a lot of money. And they do a survey, and it's like, yeah, okay, here's the survey. Up to five people you will meet in this year, this next 12 months, that will buy or sell a piece of property that you might not even know unless you ask a question. It's just like just that many people that you'll encounter in your world. Not when you go to the movie theater and there's 500 people in the movie theater. In your little world. It's amazing. So we encourage you, if that's the case, and you're going to meet somebody, and they're going to be, you know, somebody who's interested in real estate, but it's not for you, then we would say to you very humbly and simply,
send them to Sam.
Just send them over to Sam. Sam will take care of them. Make sure that it's taken care of right. He spends the time. He gives his blood, sweat, and tears into what he does, like most of you do into your homes. Okay. Do we have a sound for this? Oh, we do. Fire away. This is going to be a toughie. Go ahead.
I struggle for the words to say once again. Words fail me.
Wow, I didn't know there was a song that had that in there. Was that Joe? Is that the person who wrote that, you know?
I don't recall at the
okay.
moment.
All right. It's the same guy that wrote You Are So Beautiful, I have a feeling. Anyway, here's the bottom line. So I'm reading this, and this is going to be tough for some of you to hear, and I want to tell you that ahead of time because this has to do with people that have lost a loved one, are potentially going to lose a loved one, and even in some cases regarding a divorce situation where you have never let go of that whole situation. And there are way too many Christians who have gone through the process of getting a divorce. They have all of it's done, but they are so stuck in the sorrow that I'm going to read some to you, and I just want you to kind of think it through. Don't freak out. It's not justification on anybody's part anywhere, but you have a couple of options when you go through these tough things, and the options that you choose have an impact on not just the people around you, but on you yourself. And that's why this is called the hardest. Genesis chapter 35, verse 19 through 21. When Rachel died, she was buried beside the road to Ephrath, now known as Bethlehem. Jacob set up a memorial stone there, and it still marks Rachel's grave to this day. Jacob moved on and set up his camp on the other side of the Tower of Eder. So I want you to just get the scene. This is going to be really impacting if you allow it to speak to you. But Rachel, though she had a few flaws in her character, was absolutely Jacob's love. Jacob loved her. Now, he got mad when she said, if I don't have kids, I'm going to die. You know, when she was doing that, he didn't know much about her stealing the foreign gods from her dad. As far as we can tell, we don't know one way or another. Maybe he did learn it later on. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the fact that Jacob loved Rachel. That's it. He had somebody in his life that he absolutely adored. There was not an intent here for Jacob to have disrespect for Leah, but Jacob loved Rachel. That was his she was his passion. She loved him, and he loved her. And they were, it's really quite the, any kind of story where somebody says, I'll put up with whatever I got to put up with in order to get this person in my life and have them as my spouse, that's pretty good. I mean, it's a good thing. But she died. And she died giving birth, if you'll remember, to Benjamin. And now again, she was not perfect, but she was his treasure. So what does he do in verse 20? Jacob sets up a memorial stone. Now, why is that important? Because I was just talking with somebody about this today, that setting up that memorial stone is an important response for Jacob in regards to Rachel, because Jacob was not going to forget Rachel. He wasn't going to forget her. That's why he put up a memorial stone. He wasn't going to, oh, I'm just going to forget about her. He was hurt that she died. And he put up a memorial stone, and that memorial stone would be something that would guarantee that he was not going to forget her. Nor should he. That was the love of his life. But having said that, verse 21 says, Jacob moved on. And that's the ticket. Because if you have a loss in life of somebody that's close to you, specifically in this text, of course, it has to do with a spouse. But if you have a loss, and even if it's from a divorce situation, you know, it's not you're supposed to forget all these good things or even forget the bad things, I suppose. But there is this point where you must move on. Now, I am one of those people that think when my wife passes and I pass, I want it to be within that 24-hour period. I like that. But if that's not what God wants, it's not up to me. It's up to God. And because it's up to God, if anything bad should happen to either one of us, it is my deepest hope that we'll be as together in death as we are in life. But if the Lord wants us to move on, you move on. And I know that seems awfully mean. No, I don't think it's mean at all. I think what the Lord's trying to do is not erase what you had, but you move on. Whether that means move on into another relationship or just move on in life, which I think it tends to have to do with moving on in life, that doesn't matter. You have to move forward, even if the loss is the person that's the love of your life. If something happens, even with your children, it's the hardest thing to imagine that you could have something bad happen to your kids. It's just the worst thing ever. It's just I think it's ultimately worse than the loss of a spouse, ultimately worse than any other kind of loss. But if you just stay in the hard, if you just stay in the downtrodden, if you just stay in that place, you're the second casualty of that. And it's like you don't need to, it doesn't need to be that way. And if they're a believer, you know, all the more should you be encouraged or should you be refreshed that you will see them again. Even David, when they lost that child, said, I will go to the child. But he's not coming to me. I'm going to him. So even David understood that process well. Here's what I'm going to say. It's hard. It's hard to imagine. It's hard to think of. But if there's been a loss, it's a drag. You're not supposed to forget. But you do have to move on. And for those of you out there, I'll just take an extra minute on this, Tugboat Todd. For those of you out there that have gone through a divorce and have been ridiculed by legalistic or pharisaical church members, which is really ironic because some of the most legalistic people regarding divorce have gotten a divorce. So, I mean, it's just one of those weird, like, wow, that's so bizarre. But the idea is to understand that your life did not end at that moment. And no matter what anybody does or doesn't say on the Christian radio, which drives me batty, is that even if it's your fault, even if you did something wrong, and it's all done, it's all said, and it's over, and there's no reconciliation, we're all done, it's over. You know, there's this weird thing in the Christian life called forgiveness. It's this wonderful concept, applies everything from stealing candy to murder. So it would have an involvement and connection to you, even if you're at the core. That doesn't mean you don't need counseling, doesn't mean you don't need help. But there is forgiveness, there is grace, there is mercy. And for those that have had the actual loss, like my parents, my dad died when I was 20. That's pretty young. That's a young age. There is this point where you have to move on. You can't move forward looking backwards. Doesn't work. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
And I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
The hometown advantage. You can see it in that new shop down on Main Street, in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. It's because of people like Reggie in finance and Ruth, the paramedic. Keisha, the designer, has it, and so does Orlando, the nurse. They live around here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work the hometown advantage. We work it around the clock, connecting local employers and local job seekers with local jobs they're good at, jobs they deserve. Post your job today and search a database of resumes to find, select, and hire the best local employees. Employees who live close by, close to family and friends, close to home. That's the hometown advantage. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That's a tough little DDD to do. I don't want to really think a lot about it because I know how difficult that is, but it is important for people to understand that the Lord's desire, if the Lord decides to change your family makeup, okay, it's just a terrible way to say that, but if something happens, you know, it's horrible in thought, but it does not mean that everything is done. And so for some of you out there that have really, really been hurt by that, I certainly pray deep within my heart, deep within my being, that the Lord would help you up, because that is crucial, especially if you can have a powerful impact on other people's lives who've gone through something similar. One of the grand lessons in ministry is you go through it, not so that God can say, gee, you're great, you got through it, but you go through things so that you can help others get through it around you. It's just one of those things that always seems to come forward in ministry. Okay, we're going to get into our Facebook post. Next hour, by the way, we are going to be talking about some, I would say this is kind of challenging stuff, but let's just put it this way. I'm just going to say this. You have to let go of the remote control. And for those guys out there that are listening to me right now, like, yes, you. You have to let go of the remote control. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's have our Facebook sound for our Facebook post. What do we got?
Hello, and welcome to The Blame Game, the only game show in America where people compete to figure out whose fault it is.
I love that. It's just so fantastic. All right, why? Okay, John chapter 9, verse 1 through 3. The title, by the way, it's your fault. Simply says, as he passed by, Jesus saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind? Jesus answered, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in this man. So they're walking down the street, and in this time in the theology of life, and unfortunately in today's age in the theology of life, you'll walk by somebody, you'll see a very tough situation, and inevitably you'll think, well, who did something wrong that created this? So let me give the overall answers on all things that actually do get blamed or should get blamed on that most universal context when they say, you know, why would a loving God let, you know, death and murder and all that kind of stuff happen in the world? And the answer is simple. God said, let's run the world. I'll help you. Man said, no, thank you. I can do it myself. So man stepped into sin and rebellion, and everything we have been reaping has been the sin that we have generated on this planet. So when you're saying, why does a loving God do that? He does it so that you can see the consequences of your own actions in rejecting him, bad call and all. But in this case, they were trying to affix specific blame to the parents or to the baby. You imagine? Well, what did the baby sin? Like, no. Did the parents sin because they had the parents had the baby? Did they sin? No. Is it the parents' fault? No. Is it the kids' fault? No. Is it the health care system, Dave? I know Obamacare, no Obamacare. Yes, health system, no. Is it the system's fault? No. It's not. None of that. This on-the-surface difficult experience was God setting up a healing that would be remembered throughout eternity. This is a setup from God so he can demonstrate his power. The key is that our wrong perspective is being used to view too many events in life. And you're thinking, well, somebody did something wrong because this is all bad. Somebody did something wrong because this is terrible, or this is this, or this is. And oftentimes, we will actually pass the buck instead of owning any kind of fault. But some things happen simply so that God can show he's connected to us. That's what we talked about earlier this week, last week, the week before, and the 4.5 years before that. That the Lord allows things in our lives or purposely has things take place in our lives so that our perspective gets on him helping and helping us through or coordinating through so we can understand that he loves us. You see, you want to look at that baby. That baby did something wrong. That's why that baby was born blind. Is that as mean as can be, right? I mean, nobody would argue that. Or the new parents who just had the baby. Or the parents that had the baby, the kid was born by, the guy was born by. Even if he's older now, listen, the parents probably lived with guilt for a long time. I get it. But it was wrong. It was not, this on-the-surface response was so somebody's at fault. And Jesus' response is, no, this is God. God's going to show you his power, his compassion, and his commitment right now. Well, what are you going to do? Healed. Wow, that's like heaven coming into earth. Exactly. Sometimes it's just God trying to teach us perspective. Sometimes, like we said, Todd and I said before, you need to put on your Jesus glasses. Looking at too many things through your flesh. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You're going to get a chance to hear Marty. We're going to talk about remote controls and more when we come back.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.